Rugby League is the code that just can't shake off the scandals. In recent times, it's weathered storms about sex and money. Now it's racism. New South Wales assistant coach Andrew Johns has stood down and apologised after making a racist comment about a Queensland player at a team function last week. The New South Wales winger Timana Tahu had been so upset by the remark that he left the team. It's thrown the state team's preparations for the second game of Rugby League's State of Origin into disarray, but other Indigenous athletes are praising Timana Tahu for taking a stand against racism in sport. Paula Kruger reports.
It's an incident that's upset Indigenous athletes playing in a number of football codes. In rugby league, the Gold Coast Titans fullback, Preston Campbell, today threw his support behind the New South Wales winger, Timana Tahu.
It was obviously something he just felt he had needed to do. I'm proud of him. I mean, because it is a New South Wales jumper, and it's a big thing. I mean, it was a very brave thing that he'd done, you know, to give up his jersey for something he believed in.
The co-captain of the Sydney Swans AFL team, Adam Goods, says it is fantastic that Timana Tahu stood up for what he believes in, although he acknowledges not everyone would follow his example.
It's up to the individual. I think for me, growing up in high school, like I said before, I was able to just take it, move on for it and deal with it that way. But now that I'm playing professional sport, I'm doing something I love doing, and someone says something that really hurts me and it does hurt my family because I know what we've grown up, the hard times. I'm going to stand up for that because that's what I believe in. And as a younger kid, I probably didn't know what I really stood up for, what I really believed in. So I'd definitely stand up again, if it definitely happened. And I hope, people out there, don't turn to violence when people do say things to them, because that's not the right answer either. You know, standing up for yourself might just be, telling that person, look, what you said really offended me, and I really like it if you don't say that to me again.
The AFL has a clearly defined mediation system for dealing with racism. It allows for allegations to be dealt with between the person responsible for the verbal abuse and their victim behind closed doors and away from the media spotlight. It's a system Adam Goods used in 2002 when he was racially abused on the football field by a high-profile but as yet unidentified player. The former editor of the National Indigenous Times, Chris Graham, says the AFL started addressing the problem in the early 90s when St Kilda's Nicky Winmar took a stand.
Well, Winmar was playing for St Kilda in a game against Collingwood, and the Collingwood crowd were hurling abuse at Winmar, primarily because Winmar was such a great player. And Winmar walked over to the section of the Collingwood crowd that was particularly rude and which was screaming racial abuse at him, and he lifted his jersey and pointed to the colour of his skin, and a photographer actually captured the moment when he did it, and it became an icon for tackling racism in sport. It's still talked about today, and Winmar is still revered today by Aboriginal people for what he did.
Chris Graham says the AFL system isn't perfect, but that it shows the code takes the problem far more seriously than the NRL.
Fundamentally, it's about support base for the AFL. They realise that a large percentage of their not just support base, but player base, is Aboriginal, and that the fan base has an affection for Aboriginal people and their ability. I don't think the NRL has woken up to that fact yet, and I don't think the NRL fans really value the Aboriginal contribution the way AFL fans value the contribution. So, it's no surprise that the NRL is yet again facing this sort of silliness.
Rugby League currently has no formal mediation system to deal with racial vilification, but the NRL says it does have education and welfare programs designed to end racism in the game.
Paula Kruger.